One night that one day that went to the Chinese cemetery, which I said was beautiful, and it was quite interesting. I think the wealthy people had the more elaborate tombs. Of course, I suspect that would be at any place. And then along the side, they had a what looked like a wall, but actually, I guess it was crypts, and they just put the ashes of those who perhaps weren't so wealthy in the crypts. So it was an interesting experience to see it, and to I just got a kick out of walking around through it. And almost all of the graves, they have pictures of the people that are buried there. There must be some significant reason for this. But as I said, even those who were obviously Catholic had these various things on them, and it was quite obvious that they were, you know, they were following the pattern of the Chinese. There's quite a large Chinese community in Manila, not particularly liked, I understand, but they're there. And it was an interesting walk, beautiful day. Of course, we came in the rainy season, but fortunately, it didn't rain that much. It rained the day we got in, and around the day we left, and that was about it. That evening we went to a place called the Patio Flamenco, which again was a Spanish place, and I had calamares, which is squid. I had them stuffed. They were just delicious. I know, Mother, it doesn't sound very appetizing to you, but they really were good, and I did enjoy it tremendously. And I had, I guess that was about flan, the type of custard that the Spanish eat, and it was all very, very nice. And I did get, I didn't rest a great deal, but I certainly enjoyed what I was doing. We did go shopping again. I bought, I picked up those dresses and a few little odds and ends. As I said, I bought quite a bit of silver from the nuns. And one of the things I bought, two of the things I bought, are a little silver charms, bracelet charms for Kathleen, or Catherine, rather. They're cute. They're, one's a carabao, which is the animal, and one's a little Philippine house. And I thought she'd get a kick out of having those put on a bracelet, because their little houses are so different than ours. I hated really to come back to leave Manila. It was such a beautiful, beautiful trip, and I enjoyed it so much and relaxed so much and really had such a good time. I had breakfast in the room the next day too, and we had to go down shopping a little bit more, and then we took the car back and drove back to the base, and it really was enjoyable. I really did have a tremendous time. I know I mustn't sound like I'm doing too well, but talking with this car on isn't exactly the easiest thing in the world. I can't move my head, you know, and I can't gesture. You know, I'm as bad as the Italians and the Spanish. If I can't move my head and gesture, I can't talk. But it really isn't as painful as you might think. It's just that it's uncomfortable. And I'm working, of course. There's no problem there. I forget what else I was going to tell you about what I bought. I did want to reiterate, though, that if you have to pay duty on anything, please let me know. We should be picking up mail in Da Nang. I also, in your letter, of course, I got the tape about the get-together that you had with Sister Mary Albert and all, and I thought that sounded just wonderful, and I'm glad you're all able to do it. And then, I didn't tell you that Maria Chisholm has orders out here. I got a letter from her last week, just before we left for Subic, and when she told me that she has orders come the 2nd of December. I suspect her mother has already died. And, of course, I'm delighted to have her come. And I wrote to her immediately with information, you know, and told her what to do. And we'll make a tape to her if she indicates that she has a recorder that she can listen to it. But knowing Maria, she probably won't. Or I'll get the letter the day I leave, or that she leaves or something. You mentioned about Harriet's boy, Tommy Dean, being over here and being stationed with the South Vietnamese. This is not an uncommon... This is not an uncommon practice at all. They do this all the time. They supposedly are trying to get the South Vietnamese more and more responsibility, but I don't think it's working out quite the way that they thought it was going to. I have no doubt that he's scared. From what I've seen, he has every reason to be. And I'm sure Harriet's quite concerned about him and worried about him, and she has every reason to be. I wish I could give you some more words of consolation and say that everything would be all right, but I don't believe it for an instant. And if she's frantic, I can't say I blame her. When Harriet writes to him, see, we take care of an awful lot of Army units. I don't know who he's with. It might be with the Screaming Eagles or where he is. But ask her to ask him if he's with I Corps or where he is. And if he's with the I Corps, which is where we are, then he might be able to get a chopper out to the ship sometime. You never can tell. And he can just say that he has a cousin out there, something like that. Sometimes they let them do that. So you could mention it to Harriet if he has if he's any place near Quang Tri or Phu Bai or Wei or any places like that. I understand that we're going back into Quezon again. That was the latest thing we heard, because you hear these things down in Subic and you don't know whether they're true or not, but I certainly hope it's not true. We just abandoned Quezon. That's all we need is to go back in there. If we do well, we do. The only one I was not able to get anything for Christmas is little Mark. And I'll have to send you some money and ask you to pick something up for me. A toy or something, because there was just nothing, absolutely nothing to get him. Any little boy, my other godchild too, I didn't get him anything. I couldn't find a thing. In the line of toys, certainly, and clothes even. So I'll have to send the money. I know that you'll understand. Hope everyone at home is feeling well, and that you haven't objected too much to not having heard from me before this. But as I told you, you know, like all sailors, when we came back, I had to work a couple of days, of course, when I got back, but I had a good time. I enjoyed myself. I went to went shopping one day. Two of the chiefs took me shopping, and I never got shopped so fast in my whole life. That was the day I picked up my silver, which came in, by the way. It's very attractive. And they pushed me from one place to the other so fast that I know what hit me. And by 11:30, and then got all my packages, the big boxes, the dishes and everything, mailed out. By 11:30, I was in the chief's club with them having lunch. They had to be to work in the afternoon, and it was very nice of them, actually. They're very nice people. And then the last night we were in port, there was a ship's party, and I went to it for a while. Captain Garrett, the XO, left. We didn't stay very long. Then we went into Longapo. Longapo is not much of a town. There's really not a whole lot there. It's kind of dirty and filthy and worse than most seaport towns in the States. But we went in anyway, to a place called Papagayo's, because one of the men took us in. It was a Mexican place, and they had a strolling Mexican band, and oh, they were great. They played all the Spanish songs that we asked them to. All you had to do was name it, and they played it. They must have played for us for an hour and a half, and we were just enthralled. We really, really enjoyed it. And I came back to the ship fairly early, and was in bed. At 2 o'clock, I heard him cry, say, man overboard, forward brow. The gangway, whatever you call them, and, you know, is called a brow in the Navy. And so I got up, and I called the admin officer, and he said he hadn't heard it, so he'd go to see who it was. Well, gosh, wasn't it my new boss? And really, he had been drinking, but not very much. But if anyone knew a boy's ship might find it, that they expect that he reached out for a railing that wasn't there and fell into the water. Well, fortunately, he wasn't killed. He had to come to surgery, though, the next night, and we had to operate on his knee. So, poor thing, he feels just terrible. He feels like he's not pulling his load and everything. Here we are going back to Vietnam, and here he is, a patient. But it's one of those things, and He's from Brooklyn. In fact, he went to the same high school, St. Augustine's, that Al Lutfi did. And I've talked to him quite a bit. You know, I told him I'd come up every day and give him a report so that wouldn't have to be worried about what was going on. I may send you a card, a picture of the ship, and ask you to have them made into Christmas cards. If so, I like the kind that folds, you know, like a picture of the ship on the front and the message inside, and I don't know how much it would be. But you could send me I'll pay for it, of course. I think I might do that this week. The ship is supposed to be getting some, but golly, here it is, October, and they haven't done anything about it yet. Another thing you might do is call up my absentee voter's ballot. I sent for that, weeks and weeks and weeks ago, and still haven't got it. Nothing like giving you chores to do. But I feel quite well, except for this little stiff neck, as I said, and that's nothing. My friend in Subic, Donna DeLisio, made commander on this last selection. Of course, we're all thrilled for her for that. That was really nice. I was thinking about, I guess I can send it home to Catherine. I was going to send home her little charms. They're not a Christmas present or anything, with a little box I was sending home to you, but I think not. I think I'll go ahead and mail it separate. And a separate cover, as they say. I'm trying to get everything mailed out. And I sent Peggy's daughter address from Peggy Kubel's daughter address from Manila. It's a drip-dry dress and slip. One of those Filipino baby dresses. It's a beautiful thing. I would have gotten another color, except that it's white and with this pink and blue embroidery on it. But they didn't have it in the dry material. You know how these mothers are. They like things drip dry. Well, do I have anything else I should be telling them? You know, I shouldn't have too many more packages to send home to you. And I hope that whatever I got for Christmas and all that you all like, because I can't exchange it if you don't. And I will make a tape. This is Wednesday or Thursday. Well, if I don't make it till next Friday, week from Friday, you'll understand that it's because not that much has happened. And I'll make it as soon as I can. I got placemats for myself while I was a Thai placemats from Thailand. They're very pretty. And some guest towels. I don't know who's ever going to wipe their hands on them, but if ever I have guests who need to wipe their hands, I have the towels. Well, listen, this is coming to the end of the tape, and I know this hasn't been as interesting a tape as I try to make when I've come in from port, but I did want you to have mail and to know that all is well. I'm fine, feel well, and have no complaints. And I feel a whole lot more rested going back in the line. Bye.